regrets. Never any regrets. And now he was in his study, and that was odd, because he couldn't quite remember how he'd got there. One minute on horseback, the next in the study with its ledgers and timers and instruments. And it was bigger than he remembered. The walls lurked on the edge of sight. That was Bill Dawe's doing. Of course it would seem big to Bill Dawe. And there was probably just a bit of him still hanging on. The thing to do was keep busy, throw himself into his work. There were already some lifetimers on his desk. He didn't remember putting them there, but that didn't matter. The important thing was to get on with the job. He picked up the nearest one and read the name. Lod of food will walk. Miss Flitworth sat up in bed. On the edge of dreams, she'd heard another noise, which must have woken the cockerel. She fiddled with a match until she got a candle alight, and then felt under the bed, and her fingers found the hilt of a cutlass that had been much employed by the late Mr. Flitworth during his business trips across the mountains. She hurried down the creaking stairs and out into the chill of the dawn. She hesitated at the barn door, and then pulled it open just enough to step inside.
Mr. Dawe?
There was a rustle in the hay, and then an alert silence.
Miss Flitworth?
Did you call out? I'm sure I heard someone shout my name.
There was another rustle, and Bill Dawe's head appeared over the edge of the loft.
Miss Flitworth?
Yes. Who did you expect? Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I believe so.
Are you sure you're all right? You woke up Cyril.
Yes. Yes, it was just... I thought that... Yes.
She blew out the candle. There was already enough pre-dawn light to see by.
Well, if you're sure, now I'm up, I may as well put the porridge on.
Bill Dawe lay back on the hay until he felt he could trust his legs to carry him, and then climbed down and tottered across the yard to the farmhouse. He said nothing while she ladled porridge into a bowl in front of him and drowned it with cream. Finally, he couldn't contain himself any longer. He didn't know how to ask the questions, but he really needed the answers.
Miss Flitworth?
Yes?
What is it in the night when you see things, but they are not the real thing?
She stood, porridge pot in one hand and ladle in the other.
Oh, you mean dreaming, she said.
Is that what dreaming is?
Don't you dream? I thought everyone dreamed.
About things that are going to happen?
No, that's premonition, that is. I've never believed in them myself. You're not telling me you don't know what dreams are?
No, no, of course not.
What's worrying you, Bill?
I suddenly know that we are going to die.
She watched him thoughtfully.
Well, so does everyone, she said. And that's what you've been dreaming about, is it? Everyone feels like this sometimes. I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. The best thing to do is keep busy and act cheerful, I always say.
But we will come to an end.
Oh, I don't know about that, said Miss Flitworth. It all depends on what kind of life you've led, I suppose.
I'm sorry.
Are you a religious man?
You mean that what happens to you when you die is what you believe will happen?
It would be nice if that was the case, wouldn't it?
She said brightly.
But you see, I know what I believe. I believe nothing.
We are gloomy this morning, aren't we? Said Miss Flitworth. Best thing you could do right now is finish off that porridge. It's good for you. They say it builds healthy bones.
Bill Dawe looked down at the bowl.
Can I have some more?
Bill Dawe spent the morning chopping wood. It was pleasantly monotonous. Get tired. That was important. He must have slept before last night, but he must have been so tired that he didn't dream, and he was determined not to dream again. The axe rose and fell on the logs like clockwork. No, not like clockwork. Miss Flitworth had several pots on the stove when he came in.
It smells good, Bill volunteered.
He reached for a wobbling pot lid. Miss Flitworth spun around.
Don't touch it. You don't want that stuff. It's for the rats.
Do rats not feed themselves?
You bet they do. That's why we're going to give them a little extra something before the harvest. A few dollops of this around the holes, and no more rats.
It took a little while for Bill Dawe to put two and two together, but when this took place, it was like megaliths mating.
This is poison?
Essence of spickle mixed with oatmeal. Never fails.
And they die?
Instantly.